Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. It's Mellencamp's ROCK. It's 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's time to get to the movies. And joining us online, it's Shane A. Bassett. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, before we get into today's list, the Emmys on Monday, thank you for reporting for us. Any big surprises, or was it all fairly predictable?
It was all pretty predictable. As I mentioned, I thought the big winners would probably be The Crown and Ted Lasso. Overall, I got an 83% win rate, so I was pretty happy with myself.
Fantastic. Well done indeed. All right, let's see what's screening at the moment. Amazon Prime, Birds of Paradise.
Yes, Birds of Paradise. I only watched this last night. It is about two girls at a prestigious French ballet school, and they're all these obstacles that they have to overcome to become a chosen prima donna. Look, you don't have to like dancing to enjoy this movie. There's high drama, high stakes. It's no Black Swan or The Red Shoes, which are often said as the best ballet movies ever. But I enjoyed the young cast, and it's just something different and interesting. So I highly recommend Birds of Paradise.
Okay. Now, what about this one? On digital platforms or DVD, it's called Out of Death.
Bruce Willis in his fourth movie for the year, and he's got another couple to come. He plays a retired detective in this one, and he's trying to have some time out, some quiet time in this, I guess you could call it a isolated log cabin, but someone comes knocking at his door. It is a woman in trouble. She's being chased by some corrupt police, so he helps her out, and it's on for young and old. A bit of an action adventure in the woods with Bruce Willis.
All right, and on Apple TV, it's Being James Bond.
Yeah, I highly recommend this, not just for James Bond fans, but for people who love movies such as myself and just behind-the-scenes footage. It looks at the five Daniel Craig James Bond movies. He was 38 when he did Casino Royale, and he's now 53. So it shows the evolution of that character. It's a brilliant documentary. The new one is No Time to Die, of course, out in November, and it's perfect viewing, this one. I really did enjoy it. So I thought Daniel Craig is, I really like him as a James Bond. It's a shock that he is doing a fifth movie, because after Spectre, he did say he'd never play 007 again, but I'm glad he is.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now, look, can I be so bold as to recommend a couple of movies for our listeners this morning? I've been doing a bit of Netflix streaming. Look, this one's for the adults. It's or the older people. It's called Beneath Clouds. It's an Australian film. Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it when it was released. It's got an Indigenous flavour to it.
Yeah, it certainly does. A fantastic movie set around regional New South Wales. It's called Beneath Clouds. It's on Netflix. And one for all the family, particularly if you love dogs, is Alpha.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, Gilly.
Oh, it's fantastic. There are a few subtitles because it's set 20,000 years ago. But it's absolutely fantastic. My kids and everyone that I've recommended to watch it have said it's the best movie, one of the best movies they've seen. So it's, again, on Netflix. It's called Alpha. If you love dogs, watch that one. Absolutely.
I was going to say, you can't really get it wrong if it's a movie about a dog.
Yeah.
Generally, they are always appealing to all age groups. So I will get on Alpha and talk about it next week.
Fantastic. Shane A. Bassett takes us to the movies, mate. Thank you, as always. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Gilly. Bye for now.